This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now, here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Good morning. Buongiorno, Ashley. Always great to be with you from Roma.
Hey, buongiorno to you, John. Really happy to be connected across the miles and to tell you that all is well in the Eternal City.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Ashley, before we talk about the latest on the Holy Father, you have been reporting from Rome for such a long time for Relevant Radio. Why is it so important to support the mission of Relevant Radio as we bring Rome to home every single Wednesday?
Well, you know, John, Rome, it's just so important in the life of the church because Rome is the heart of the church, and this city and its history, it serves as a source of understanding for our Christian roots, so we can all understand ourselves better through that. And actually, that's something that my husband John and I do here in Rome with our Truth and Beauty Project immersions and our tour experiences that we create. We help people understand their identities as Christians, and then from there on the radio each week, I'm excited to share that idea of knowing who we are, loving our roots of the faith, because as humans, we naturally need to know who we are in order to understand where we're going. And of course, in this case, we want to be going in the right direction, which is heavenward. You know, we're talking about eternity here. And so it's always from the source that you catch the pulse of something. And in this case, we can catch the pulse of the life of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church each week when we talk about Rome and we talk about what's happening here. It's something so special, John, that Relevant Radio does each week, and it just stands out in that, the way that Relevant Radio every week brings Rome right to home, this direct connection like no other outlet does. And I have to tell you, John, there are so many people who come to me here in Rome, and they tell me about how Relevant Radio has changed their lives, how it's reignited their commitment to the faith and strengthened their families. And then they tell me about the interesting ways that the providential ways that they have learned about Relevant Radio. You know, maybe an old friend told them about it, or they saw a bumper sticker, or by chance, actually, one of my favorite stories was a woman who told me that she got in her truck one day and the radio dial stuck on Relevant Radio. She couldn't turn it, so she had no choice, and that is how her love of Relevant Radio started. So through these broadcasts, John, we have this chance to share a bigger picture of the universality of the church, a bigger picture of how providence is working in the church, a reminder that through news and analysis and catechesis that I share this every week, how we are all under the protection of the Holy Spirit. And that there's lots of reasons for our hope, John.
And Ashley, the perspective that you bring to us every single week is special. It's unique because you're not going to hear the same perspective on mainstream media. You're not going to hear an authentically Catholic perspective and the real story of what the Holy Father is thinking and saying at his audience.
Oh, you know what? I certainly love being here every week. And I have to tell you that it's just amazing when you look back and you see the way that the Lord prepares you for things. And I'm able to use my theological background. I have a master's in theology. I have an STL in theology as well. And bring that together with the history of Rome and journalistic experience and just connect all of those dots and share it every week. And let me tell you, it is just a joy, John.
Well, Ashley, talk to us about the Holy Father. What's the latest with Pope Francis, who today at his weekly Wednesday audience spoke about us as children of God? We are all called to first live in love.
Yes, exactly. So he continued his catechesis on St. Paul's letter to the Galatians and the role of the law for Christians. And so within his catechesis today, he looked at St. Paul's image of the law as a pedagogue, as a teaching tool. And he said that while the law had a restrictive function, as he called it, it also served to protect and support the people of Israel because it educated them and it disciplined them and it supported them in their weakness. So to summarize his message, he said that one should try to live in love instead of by the law. And I have to tell you, John, personally, it reminded me of what my grandma used to ask me. She'd say, "Do you go to Mass because you're afraid of breaking a commandment? are because you love God and you want to honor him and because it's good for your soul. And it's that kind of love that we want to motivate our actions. And so that was the love that the Holy Father was encouraging us toward in the catechesis of the general audience today, John.
The Holy Father also has his pulse on what's going on with the pandemic and how it's affecting people, not only in Italy, but also all around the world. Pope Francis is urging people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. What is his thinking about the vaccine?
Right. He did team up with the Ad Council to try to put out some messages, especially to North and South America about the vaccine. And he's using the word love in association with getting the vaccine.
Well, this is something that obviously when the Holy Father speaks, you people listen. And that also goes for the unbelievable devastation and the situation that's going on in the island of Haiti and the people of Haiti who are suffering so much. Well over 1,000 people have died and so many people suffering. What has been the message of Pope Francis for Haiti?
Well, Pope Francis just has been expressing his closeness to the Haitians. So at the Angelus on Sunday, which of course he prays every Sunday there in St. Peter's Square, he spoke about offering prayers for those thousands of people who were injured and those who lost their lives in Saturday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake. And he also urged the international community in large to show support, to show solidarity, and to really try to help this country through the tragedy, and urged all especially to pray for the suffering there, John.
He also has spoken about the situation that is still developing in the capital of Afghanistan, in Kabul, with the Taliban taking control. Pope Francis has expressed his hope for peace and safety of the country's citizens. What is the Holy Father's reaction to this unbelievable situation?
Well, yes, exactly as you said, John. He wants us to know that he has his eyes on the situation, and he says that he joins in unanimous concern, as he called it, for the situation there. And he asked everyone to pray specifically for peace. He said so that the clamor of weapons might cease. And then he also prayed that solutions could be found at the table of dialogue. And this was also during his Sunday Angelus this past week on the 15th on the Feast of the Assumption, John.
Yeah, and he also had a message, a very beautiful message on the Feast of the Assumption for all of us.
Yes, yes, it was all about humility. And instead, he said, humility is the way that leads to heaven. He was looking at Luke 14:11. And he said that the one, of course, as Luke reminds us, if we humble ourselves, we will be exalted. So he said, we should ask ourselves, if we're all filled up, then it means we have no space for God. So are we filled up? He even gave us a few questions to ask. For example, am I wanting always to be recognized by others instead of thinking about how to serve? Do I know how to listen like Mary, or do I want to only speak and receive attention? He said that if we ask ourselves these questions, then we can move closer to being what Jesus called poor in spirit, John.
I've had the opportunity to travel to Rome at least 7 times that I can remember, and many times reporting for Relevant Radio. So I really have a feel for how exciting it is to be in St. Peter's Square, to be at those papal audiences, to cover the Holy Father, although it was Pope John Paul II back in the day when I was reporting on him. But you've covered so many of Pope Francis's audiences on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. What's it like for you to report on this weekly global event? When people and reporters come from all over the world.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Actually, when you're talking global event, one of the most amazing experiences, John, was reporting during the conclave. And of course, that was back in 2013 after Pope Benedict XVI resigned. And I was working also at the time for the Vatican as an official at the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. And during that time, that office managed to register 4,800 journalists from around the world who wanted to be part of the conclave. So it was fascinating. I was getting these reports every day of the numbers growing of these reporters who just wanted to be there. And so Yes, it's really an incredible thing to think that you are part of such a global phenomenon. For the conclave, they actually had to, they built this temporary structure with this sort of primitive scaffolding so that they could give reporters a place to go. So that they had, these 4,800 people had a place to report. And so it is amazing to think that really the eyes of the world turn to the Catholic Church, especially during such an important moment like a papal conclave, John.
Ashley, briefly, give us a thumbnail on your journey to Rome and how you and your husband, John, ended up in Roma and getting into the tour business.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, it's been quite a journey, that's for sure. I am from the United States. I was born in South Carolina, grew up mostly in Springfield, Illinois, and found myself living in Philadelphia, working in international marketing. I was traveling all over the U.S., John. I was enjoying it so much. But as I was doing this, I just felt in my heart this pull, and I wanted to learn more about my faith. I decided to do a master's in theology. And the reason was because during the Great Jubilee of the year 2000, I had lived in Rome. And I had worked as a Vatican tour guide for youth from all over the world. And I got these wonderful, deep questions about my faith. And it convicted me to want to learn more. So I did this master's in theology on the side as I continued in my career in marketing. And when I finished it with my theology, I just had this feeling in my heart that God was calling me to do more. So I started looking into doctoral programs and what that would look like, where that could be. And suddenly I found the most perfect program where everything just resonated. But the one catch was that it was in Rome, Italy. So my husband, John, and I were at that time preparing for our marriage. I called him and I said, John, I found the perfect program. Guess where? What do you think? John said, wow, let me think about this. Let me pray about this. He said that 30 seconds later, he was just covered in the Lord's peace, and he knew. Next thing we knew, John, we were giving up everything and preparing for a marriage and then a quick move across the sea, and that was 13 years ago, John.
And the rest is history. Ashley, thank you so much for being with us, as always, to bring Rome to home to our audience. Thanks, Ashley.
Oh, well, may God bless you, and may God bless our Relevant Radio family. Thanks, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.